This is ACC CardiaCast, a series on the latest clinical education brought to you by the American College of Cardiology.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kim Bircher, and I'm here today with Dr. Salim Virani, and we're going to talk about patient-centered care and how the team can contribute to patient-centered care. And one of the things I wanted to mention right off the bat is we need to include the patient as part of that team. The patient often makes decisions, you know, will they make the lifestyle changes? Will they adhere to the medications? That sort of thing. So that patient-clinician discussion is essential to adherence, and that patient-clinician discussion should take place at every encounter, really, to assess adherence. What we know from the adherence literature, short-term adherence doesn't necessarily mean long-term adherence. There are groups of patients that don't get that initial prescription filled. There are patients who will get that initial prescription filled, but they won't do the second refill. There are patients that will take medication for a year and then not take it at some point beyond there. So it's essential that adherence be assessed and the LDL cholesterol be measured periodically to assess patient adherence. Now, when we think about the team going beyond the patient, I think we traditionally think about nurse practitioners, nurses, physician's assistants, pharmacists. One of the groups I wanted to include were like the specialty pharmacies and then the retail pharmacists as well. I think it's very important when we talk about our team that we all give the patient the same message. You know, these therapies are long-term therapies, you know, and encourage adherence along the way and make sure that those people are equipped to handle problems if they occur. So if the patient's experiencing side effects or if there's a drug interaction that needs to be dealt with. Some of the unique programs that are in place now that retail pharmacies do, they do have automatic prescription refill programs where the pharmacy will initiate the prescription refill on a standard schedule and they'll fill the medication and then they use their phone systems to actually alert the patient that the medication is ready for follow-up. Some of these systems have become quite sophisticated. If the patient doesn't pick up the medication, you know, they'll call the patient again. They might even notify the clinician's office. Some of the pharmacies have taken it a step further. They have med synchronization programs that they use for chronic medications, and essentially they work with the patient and they fill all the chronic medications on a single day each month. It does require some med reconciliation on the part of the pharmacist. The pharmacist calls the patient once a month, confirms that they're still receiving these medications and the schedule that they're taking the medications. They remind the patient about the appointment pickup time. And then some of the pharmacists are meeting with the patient on the appointment day to discuss the medications and the importance of adherence. And it's really interesting. Some of these programs are showing benefit as far as increasing adherence. One of the things I think is most unique, there's a program that's out there called Meds to Beds. And essentially what is happening is the retail pharmacist is delivering the medications from an outpatient or retail pharmacy to a patient who's being discharged from the hospital. And during that time, the pharmacist can have a discussion about the meds. This eliminates the need to stop at the pharmacy on the way home from the hospital. There's actually some data that this may decrease rehospitalizations. Here again, this increases the patient's understanding of the medication regimen, the importance of the regimen, and why adherence is very important.
So, Kim, you know, just following up on what you said, the one of the most important reason that when we ask physicians why they don't perform risk discussion, the reason that is the single most important reason that's given by them is that they don't have enough time to spend with the patient. And that is where I think going beyond just the physicians and making use of the whole cardiovascular team is extremely important. So not just the physician, but also looking at our advanced practice providers, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and pharmacists is ever so important. Studies have shown that the care that is provided by nurse practitioners or physician assistants as far as routine preventive care is concerned is not any different compared to that which is provided by physicians. And that's why it's extremely important to adopt this team-based model of care in our practices. The other aspect of this is that clinician-patient risk discussion is not something that just happens at one point in time. It is an ongoing discussion. And you very clearly said that early adherence does not equate to long-term adherence. So we need to have these discussions with our patients on an ongoing basis, and that's why even if a physician did that discussion with the patient when patient was started on statin therapy or any other therapies, even for blood pressure or other cardiovascular risk factors, our cardiovascular team, including our nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and pharmacists can play a very important role in reinforcing that at every visit. And obviously, you know, using other methodologies like, you know, doing some phone consultation, e-messaging, it can all lead to very much improvement in cardiovascular care that we deliver. One aspect where some of the clinics as well as groups have been using our pharmacists as well as other members of the CV team very efficiently is now with a lot of healthcare plans requiring pre-approval for expensive medications like PCSK9 inhibitors. Our cardiovascular team, they can provide a lot of resources to a busy physician whereby those tasks can be very efficiently handled. So all in all, I think there is a lot of value added by making full use of all the members of our cardiovascular team care rather than restricting it to one or two individuals.
I think too, when you think from a systems approach, I think it would be very important for EMRs to have it built into the system where it's very easy for the clinician to see what are the formulary agents versus the non-formulary agents. As we look at some of the data, we know that cost is sometimes very important to the patient, and the higher the copay, you know, adherence rates go down. So if there's a way to minimize that and make it very easy for the clinician to see that information, also pull that into the discussion with the patient, I think that would be important.
So we hope that with this discussion, all our listeners will make the most use of all the cardiovascular team members to improve cardiovascular care delivery for our patients.
This has been the ACC CardiaCast, your latest education from the American College of Cardiology. Go to acc.org to find this and other additional resources related to today's show.